Well, we're starting off the day in the red. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures about 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybeans 4 to 6 cents lower. We'll look at those numbers coming up here very shortly. The row crop markets are starting lower, unable to thus far follow through from yesterday's choppy session, which ultimately saw most prices recover from small grains by the close, albeit with low volume driving the trade. Barring a rally today, all three major U.S. row crops will post weekly losses in what's been a steady drift lower through the week, as weather bears at this point refuse to loosen their hold on the markets. In the outside markets, there was a layer of anxiety over equity markets as Trump visited the Federal Reserve's construction site, which has become the source of contention between Fed Chair Powell and the president. The investors should find some relief, though, Friday after President Trump reasserted that he doesn't plan to attempt to remove Powell. Otherwise, markets will surely begin to turn their heads towards an upcoming meeting between the U.S. and China's top trade negotiators in Stockholm early next week. Of course, the trade deadline is next Friday. The Dow Jones right now is up 52 points. European markets are mostly lower. Asian markets are also mostly lower here this morning. Cattle futures pulled back yesterday as anticipated due to traders positioning ahead of two major reports today. The market remains bullish, but the reports may increase volatility next week. Hog futures held their own again on Thursday, closing mixed as the market consolidates. Opening cattle calls are going to be higher to mixed. Hogs also higher to mixed. We'll look at the numbers next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
September corn down 2 1/4 at 399.5. December new crop down 2 at 418 3/4. August beans down 6 at 998 1/4. November new crop down 6 1/4 at 1018. Soy meal down $1.30 at 268.40. Soy oil down 20 cents at 56.47. Chicago wheat down 2 at 539.5. Kansas winter wheat down 1.5 at 527. Spring wheat in Kansas 0.25 cent lower at 551 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat unchanged at 585.5. Oats are up 3 at 360 even. That's been a check of the overnight trade here on Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.